This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, wait on the root. The root is on fire. So here's the deal. A big fan of mine sent me an email, so she's got a little bit of, information about Kamala Harris. I always called her Kamala Harris. What is the difference? Kamala. Do you realize there's a crazy woman, Valerie Jarrett? She's a communist. I've always thought she was a communist Muslim sympathizer from Iran who ran the Obama White House for 8 years. Just a horrible woman. Just as anti-American as you're ever going to find. And she's going after a Republican senator. I believe it's Perdue from Georgia because he pronounced Kamala's name wrong. I've said Kamala Harris for the last 10 years since she's been Attorney General and Senator. That's all I ever heard was Kamala Harris from liberal friends, conservative friends. Suddenly it's Kamala. It's Kamala, right? Kamala? Who has time when you're doing a three-hour radio show or you're a U.S. Senator, you're busy, you're a businessman, you're busy, to worry about which syllable to stress in someone's first name? You know, my name is Wayne Root. That's the simplest name in the world. And for years now, everyone in the Midwest gets it wrong. It says Wayne Rutt. I don't get mad at them. I might correct them and say it's Wayne Root, but I don't get mad at them. I don't call them a racist because they said Wayne Rutt instead of Wayne Root. That's the way Midwesterners pronounce Root. You know, they must say tree rut. I guess they do. So the fact that a senator would say Kamala Harris, which is the way I've always pronounced it, I don't have time when I'm rushing through a show to think of Kamala, right? The word comma, like a comma in a sentence, comma, period. Kamala Harris is the way she wants it pronounced or thinks it should be pronounced. Meanwhile, it's been Kamala Harrison all the time I've ever known her. So it's ridiculous. But anyway, this gal has something on Kamala Harris. Dear Mr. Root, my name is blah, blah, blah. I will not tell someone's name and embarrass them, get them in trouble, get them fired. I'm a legal journalist at this specific law firm. I'm not going to say that name. And this law firm has a website that covers the latest headlines from a legal perspective. And I write for the law firm on this website. I decided to write an article about Scott Peterson because his death penalty has recently been removed. Remember who Scott Peterson is? He was kind of a really handsome guy who did such a dastardly act. No one wanted to believe he was that horrible of a human being. He found out, I guess, his girlfriend was pregnant, and he murdered her, killed the girl and the baby. Lacey Peterson. So it wasn't his girlfriend. It was his wife then. Lacey Peterson, Scott Peterson. So he murdered his... I think it's because he... wasn't. He, now I'm remembering. It's all coming back to me. It was his wife, and he was cheating on the wife with, I think, several other women. And all of a sudden, the wife announces she's pregnant, and he decides he doesn't want her anymore as a wife. He's got a new girlfriend he's in love with, as well as several other girlfriends. And he's just... You know, he murders the wife and the baby. Takes her out of the boat, I think, and killed her. So... what a horrible human being that merits no sympathy from anyone. And this girl says, I noticed something that I think is important for voters to know. And being an intern, I do not have the resources to tell them or investigate properly. So she's a legal journalist intern at a law firm. She says, I always look for and read the court document itself, like Justice Kruger's opinion for People versus Peterson 2020, meaning Scott Peterson. This is in California. At the very bottom of her opinion, she lists her counsel. The judge lists her counsel. And one of the members of her counsel is former California Attorney General Kamala Harris. Harris is listed along with the current Attorney General, Xavier Becerra. This is proof that she refuses to give up her power. I've looked at some other recent opinions that Justice Kruger released, and it is very rare for a former AG to be listed as one of the members of counsel. Also, she's in the Senate. It's no longer her job to be acting as a judge's counsel. You're not even mentioning, darling. She's running for vice president of the United States with a decrepit, feeble old man with dementia, meaning she's going to be the real president of the United States with no digging into her background. She has no right as a person running for vice president or president to be listed under a judge's opinion to remove the death penalty for Scott Harris. Come on. Scott Peterson, excuse me. And then she says the justice opinion is linked for you to read, and then she puts this link in. And Kamala Harris's name, I really don't care how you pronounce it, go screw yourself, you communist witch. Kamala Harris's name, whatever the hell it is listed on page 102. This goes along with Harris helping to bail criminals out of jail in Minnesota by publicly promoting the Minnesota Freedom Fund, MFF. Fox 9 News in Minneapolis discovered this. Here's the link to the website. Among the people she helped to release, according to court records reviewed by Fox 9 investigators, is a twice-convicted rapist and a woman accused of killing a friend of hers. Harris seems to be doing everything she can to release prisoners or reduce their penalties. She's not working for our best interests, but the criminals' best interests. For her to help remove the death sentence of a convicted wife and baby killer, that would be Scott Peterson, along with releasing convicted rapists and murderers, is abhorrent, in addition to abusing her government powers. I do not hear anyone speaking of this. The voters need to know. I hope you can investigate the story and get it out to your viewers before the presidential election. Sincerely, and then she puts her name and her law firm's name. I mean, Kamala Harris, the commie witch, is a terrible person. I don't know what else to say. Terrible, terrible person. And by the way, I want to jump back, speaking of terrible people, to Hunter Biden. Because, you know, maybe by my bringing up the sex tape and others bringing up the sex tape, maybe what we've sex taped, thousands of sex tapes, thousands of images of Hunter Biden smoking crack and having very weird sex with very young girls who, again, their age is not stamped on their forehead. So I guess I can't prove he's a pedophile. I can't prove they're underage. But my friends who saw the tape said it's very clear these are disturbing, sickening images. And it's clear to them that the girls were underage, but there's no way to prove it until you would now go and investigate in China who these girls are. But you understand the point of the story isn't even that he might be a rapist, because if you have sex with a girl who's underage, it's rape. And he might be a torturer, because if you abuse children and they're underage, it's torture. That's not even or he's just the most immoral human being in the world. That's not even the story. The story is that he's exposed his father to massive blackmail. The story is that Joe Biden is already a partner, it appears, from the emails that we see, with the Chinese communist government in many businesses. The point is Joe Biden was cheating the American taxpayer and the American consumer. The point is Joe Biden is not even paying taxes on the money that he stole and shifted offshore. It's all of those things. But even that is taking away from the main point, which is this was an extortion mafia operation. Joe Biden is the Don of the Biden crime family, just like Obama was the Don of the Obama crime family, and Hillary was the Don of the Clinton crime family. These are really vicious, ruthless people. Really bad, bad people. And Biden was sending his son out into a worldwide organized crime scam to extort money from world leaders, both friends of America and enemies of America, extort lots of money, and the fix was in. We'll take care of your country. We won't attack your country. We'll let you get away with murder. And then Joe Biden takes the money, half of his son Hunter's money, and puts it in an offshore bank account. Nobody ever finds it, and he accuses Donald Trump of being a tax cheat, because Donald Trump uses legal tax deductions to legally avoid taxes like every other businessman I've ever met in my life. New York Times smears New York Post but can't deny authenticity of Hunter Biden emails. Of course they can't. On this laptop are thousands of images of Hunter having sex and smoking crack. Thousands of images of Hunter's proud Johnson. But there's also thousands and thousands of emails linking Hunter Biden to such massive political corruption. Such massive political corruption. That should be the real story. In the end, even if it's just sex that Hunter had with thousands of young girls, maybe every one of them was 17 or 18 and they weren't underage. They just, maybe Chinese girls look like they're 12 when they're 17. I have no idea. You know, I'm sure I've heard the excuse from men in the past who got arrested that, hey, this girl was 14, but she looked like she was 25. So maybe it goes the other way around, too. Maybe the girls Hunter is with look like they were all 12 and 13, when in reality they were all 18. So I guess it's a man's business to have sex with who he wants to have sex with, as long as they're not underage. But here's the thing. It's really taking away from the real story, which is Hunter Biden was asked by his father, Joe, clearly, to travel the world on Air Force Two. He was always with his father as official part of the delegation. This man represented all of us. He represented the United States of America on the aircraft of the vice president. And he went around the world and he extorted money. Joe couldn't extort the money. He had to ask his son to extort the money from world leaders. And then he clearly put it in some offshore bank account where no one could find it. The crimes here are very big. And what's really sad is I tried to tell everyone, based on the story of my friend Bradley Birkenfeld, who was the big UPS banker, the biggest whistleblower in America's history. And he blew the whistle on a giant scam involving Hillary and Obama and Biden. He handed to the DOJ 19,000, I think it was 500 names, of the biggest tax cheats in the history of America that were literally hiding their money in his Swiss bank, UBS. And the Justice Department and Hillary never liked that he handed them these names. You'd think they'd be the happiest people in the world. Well, the IRS was sure happy because they gave my buddy $106 million, I believe it was, as a whistleblower finder's fee. And I believe he's owed another $900 million. He's going to make $1 billion from the names and the money he turned in. But the problem is that he turned in 19,000 plus names, and they whittled the list down and deleted so many of them, there were only 4,500 left. And those were all Republican schmucks who all got in trouble and faced jail terms and lost all their money in taxes and penalties. But Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden made sure that the Democrat donor names were taken out of the list. So there's another example of the incredible thievery and fraud of Joe Biden.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you in need of a healthcare program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts or commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $349 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. Liberty HealthShare saves me $18,000 each year compared to what I was paying for health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of the community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 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 or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. That's libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow. Made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
America is under attack, and we need you to take action now. Our history, culture, constitution, and the American way of life are being assaulted. Violent anarchists are rioting and looting in cities across the country. They are demanding the defunding of our police and an end to law and order. There has never been a more critical time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. The Second Amendment Foundation created the Second Amendment First Responders Program. This program seeks to actively engage Americans who want to protect our Second Amendment rights. Please text PROTECT Protect 2A247-4747 and become a Second Amendment first responder. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text Protect 2A247-4747. Again, text Protect 2A247-4747. Now is the time to defend our right to keep and bear arms. Text Protect 2A247-4747.
Raw and unfiltered.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
The lies just never stop coming out. Politico has a new column called Donald Trump Has a Problem, White Women in Pennsylvania. And I just answered my friend who sent it to me, texted it to me. And I said, he's dead even in Pennsylvania. The latest Trafalgar poll shows dead even. And I guarantee he wins white women everywhere, including Pennsylvania. It's a lie. They are what we call the shy voter. They're afraid to admit voting for Trump. They say they're not voting for Trump. They say they're voting for Biden. When they walk in to vote and they close the curtain and no one can see what they're doing, they're voting for Trump. I guarantee you. There's no possible way white women in Pennsylvania are voting against Trump. Do you have any idea what Trump means to Pennsylvania? Joe Biden would bury the state. He would destroy fracking. Joe Biden can't be trusted in Pennsylvania. Joe Biden would be the worst thing that ever happened. There'd be no judges. Literally, no judges. I mean, no jobs in Pennsylvania if Joe Biden was able to ban fracking. The Green New Deal is a disaster for places like Pennsylvania. My God, people in Pennsylvania, trust me, are not voting against Donald Trump. White women are not voting against Donald Trump. And I do believe, I keep arguing, like 50 Cent, the rapper, you know, the rapper and movie star, 50 Cent, he also stars in a show I watch on I don't know, whatever it's called. One of the cable channels. Not HBO, but it's something Star or Star something. And it's called Power, and it's kind of a black soap opera about a black drug. What's it called? Stars Network. And so it's a kind of a black drug dealer family, and he's one of the members in this show, one of the stars of this show, Power. And it's a really good show. And
And he's a very famous rapper. Everybody knows him, 50 Cent. And he came out and endorsed Trump for president today. And I think it's funny because Katarina Pearson is one of Trump's big supporters and campaign executives, and she's black and black woman. And she made a comment today on tweet. She tweeted out that 50 Cent, the rapper, just endorsed Donald Trump. I guess he doesn't want his net assets to go down to 20 Cent. So I totally agree with that. I think it's all about money. You know, it's all about money. It's all about the Benjamins, baby. You got to be crazy to vote for a guy who's going to take your money away, and that's what Joe Biden's going to do. He's not good for anyone's Benjamins. Sponsor of this show, by the way, the sponsors, the ones who pay me Benjamins, and therefore the show stays on the air, is Strauss Heart Drops. They are from Canada. They've sold over 1 million bottles in Canada. It's all about all my fans living a long life and being healthy so we can save America and American exceptionalism and capitalism. Strauss Heart Drops sold 1 million bottles in Canada, but never won in the United States until they came along and joined the Wayne Allyn Root Show and sponsored the Wayne Allyn Root Show, and now they're selling their bottles in the United States. They've helped countless people over the past 40 years with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. Heart attack and strokes, number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction. You can't go wrong. It is the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. Don't wait for your heart attack or stroke. It might be too late. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com. That's the powermall.com. All right, so I left off with this story about the New York Times smearing the New York Post but can't deny the authenticity of Hunter Biden's emails. The far-left New York Post published a lengthy hit piece, published a lengthy hit piece against New York Post about the Hunter Biden emails. But the bottom line, when it comes to the shady gathering of the truth for the public good, the New York Times can't come up with any way to dispute the authenticity of the emails. The emails are from Hunter to his father. The emails are from Hunter to his business partners. The emails are from Hunter to his daughter, saying that no one in the family respects me and you don't respect me and even you treat me like crap. I'm paraphrasing now. You just better be glad that I, as your dad, will never ask you for 50% of what you make, like my dad did. See, so Joe Biden extorted 50% from his own son. You know, he put his son in a position to make all this money, and then he took 50% of it. And by the way, talk about what a ingrate. I mean, here's a guy who's a coke-snorting, whore-mongering loser who got kicked out of the Navy. We're talking about Hunter Biden. And his father set him up to fly on Air Force Two and travel the world extorting maybe billions from world leaders. This guy couldn't make 2 cents on his own. And he has the nerve to criticize his father and say, you're lucky your dad doesn't ask for 50% of your money? Well, Joe Biden, I'm going to defend Joe Biden for a minute here. Joe Biden's only asking for 50% of the take because Joe Biden's the mafia boss who opened up all the doors for you. You could make 1 cent without your daddy, Joe Biden, opening all the doors for you and providing all the introductions that you were paid $10 million a year for with just one Chinese corporation. Of course you owe him half. And what's the difference? You're not paying any taxes on it. So what's the big deal? Normally you give half to the government. So you're giving half to Joe Biden. He is the government. I'm defending Joe Biden. Funny.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki. Nearly 30 million Americans have already cast their ballot in November's general election. Between in-person early voting, absentee and mail-in ballots, voters have already cast about 21% of the total number of votes cast in 2016. Dr. Michael McDonald of the U.S. Elections Project tells News Nation that there are multiple reasons for the spike.
There's a combination of factors that are driving this. One is just the supply. States were going to make available early voting options, especially mail ballots. Some planned, some were in anticipation of the COVID emergency, but there was going to be a lot more supply of early voting in this election cycle. That was very clear.
He adds that voters of both parties are enthusiastic to vote, adding to the reasons for more early voters. 44 states and the District of Columbia have all begun some form of early voting. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free. 2020safe.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or go to greenmeadowway.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We'll be right back.
broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
Okay. Wayne Allen Root's getting barked at and all these orders from Chris O'Sullivan. You're a taskmaster. What's the matter with you? All right. We love him. We love Chris. He was just kidding around. We've got John Solomon waiting, award-winning investigative journalist. Good day to have him, of course, with all the Hunter Biden laptop stuff. CEO and editor-in-chief of JustTheNews.com. Co-author of the new book, Fallout, Nuclear Bribes, Russian Spies, and the Washington Lies that Enriched the Clinton and Biden Dynasties. And boy, is it coming pouring out, John Solomon. Unbelievable. The treasure trove of emails that I've read between Hunter and his Chinese partners and Ukrainian partners all on that laptop. It's unbelievable.
It is, and Wayne, and for sure. And there's a second trove of emails now coming out as well. Peter Schweitzer over at the Government Accountability Institute has unearthed documents from one of the co-defendants in the trial of Devin Archer. Devin Archer is Hunter Biden's
longtime. Who's in prison now? Who's in prison now?
Well, he's facing prison. He's been convicted, but he hasn't been sent there yet. But the co-defendant's in prison, and his email account has been given. Peter's been given access to it. And what do you see? Between the two troves of documents, those that were found on the Delaware laptop and those found in the co-defendant's email system, you see two patterns going on. One, shamelessly, Hunter Biden is trading on his father's name, promising access, being able to, you know, score Chinese, Russia, Ukraine deals because of his father's name. And then on the flip side, you see the father, the vice president, Joe Biden, facilitating some of these things. He's meeting with the Burisma official in 2015 in a meeting that didn't occur on the calendar. And then in 2011, according to the brand new information that Peter Schweitzer got us today, there's a group of Chinese business officials who score a meeting inside the White House with the vice president in the fall and early winter of 2011. So you've got both sides of the influence peddling scheme covered now. These emails are clear, and that's exactly why I began raising the issues about Hunter Biden, Burisma, Joe Biden back in 2019, because the appearance of a conflict of interest, the appearance of influence peddling was extremely strong, and now it's coming to be true.
Now you've seen all of the articles online. Again, no proof, just rumors that on the laptop are horrible sexual images, and they use words like rape and torture of young girls. Now I just want to let you know, I became the subject of a lot of controversy overnight. Controversy always winds up being pretty good, actually, because I added 27,000 new Twitter followers overnight. I just looked; it's up to 27,000. It was 25,000 this morning. Now it's 27,000 new Twitter followers overnight, because I tweeted out that one of my friends, who's very high up in politics, another very high up in law enforcement, both sat all day yesterday and viewed that laptop, and they said there are thousands and thousands of photos and videos of Hunter Biden smoking crack with very young girls and having sex with very young girls. Filthy, filthy, horrible images that they said were sickening, they said were depraved, they used all kinds of terrible words about it, and they said, of course, there's no stamp on the girl's head that says their age, so you can't prove how old the girls are until there's an investigation. But to their eyes, as we say, two smart, you know, kind of guys, one in law enforcement, they looked like they were probably underage. Many of them were underage girls that Hunter Biden, the son of Joe, was having sex with on camera. Photos and videos by the thousands. They said, this guy is more proud of his penis than anyone you've ever seen in your entire life. And it's just in every picture and every scene. It's unbelievable. It's weird. So I just wanted to let you know, I tweeted that out, and I got a lot of heat for it. A lot of people on the left were like shocked that I did it. I had no right to do it. Of course I have a right. I'm just reporting what I heard from my friend who watched the videotapes and the images. So what have you heard about the sex aspect of the tapes?
There are reports, and people I've talked to say that such videos or photos exist. Maybe not the large number of thousands. I've heard hundreds for sure. But I have not seen it myself, and I can't validate that. So well, let me focus on what I can validate.
Okay.
Just before this hard drive was made public and the first contents of it, the Senate Homeland Security and Senate Finance Committees released a joint report on Hunter Biden and his business deals. And in that report, they report that the Treasury Department issued numerous SARs. These are called suspicious activity reports, highlighting financial transactions out of Hunter Biden's company's account that appeared extraordinarily suspicious or potentially illegal or illicit in nature. Some of those payments, according to the Senate report, this is on the record, not in doubt, went to women associated with known prostitution and sex trafficking rings. That's what the report says. So the idea that Hunter Biden or his companies were somehow involved in some form of illicit sex trade was erased before this hard drive ever became public, because the Senate found these records in the Treasury Department, and they concerned the Obama-Biden Treasury Department enough that they filed suspicious activity reports, which normally should trigger a criminal investigation.
Look, it's some sordid stuff, and did you happen to see the podcast, the video podcast, of Rudy Giuliani last night?
I did not.
I thought it was fabulous. You know, a few months ago, I actually feel bad because I said on the air that I thought Rudy was starting to lose it. I thought he was getting too old. He was kind of past his prime. This could be the greatest thing he's ever done for the country and the greatest president he's ever given to the president. It's probably going to be the difference, I believe, in winning the election, because Midwesterners, you know, people who have morality and have marriages for 50 years, when they hear about the sex acts on this tape, when they hear about the bribery and the corruption and selling out Americans, the Chinese, I think a lot of Midwesterners are going to change their vote or make a final decision to vote for Donald Trump, and it'll be the difference in the election. So Rudy did a great job, and I owe him an apology. I think he looked fantastic on his podcast last night, as sharp as ever, and he made the point, John Solomon, that Joe Biden seems to have patterned his corruption and learned about how to do it from the Chinese, that they always use their relatives, their sons, their daughters, their moms, their dads, their brothers, to collect the bag money, and then that person pays all the bills for the family out of the dirty money kept in an offshore account. And he says that's exactly how Joe Biden did it with Hunter. Hunter always got the money on all these trips, and then he shared all the bills for the family, paid them all, and even paid for maybe Joe Biden and Jill Biden's very comfortable lifestyle, even though they have no income that would account for that kind of a lifestyle. The money came from Hunter Biden, who, I guess in Hunter's emails, he makes it clear he had to pay, he got to cough up 50% of everything he made to his dad for putting the whole deals together. So it seems like Rudy has this whole thing down to me.
Well, listen, if these facts turn out to be true, it'll be one of the largest political scandals in American history. And it will come from a guy who's had sort of that squeaky, clean, lovable Joe, average Joe guy that, you know, he's portrayed for 47 years in his political life. If he had a secret financial life that his family... it's no longer in doubt that his family extracted great business deals from the Chinese, the Russians, the Ukrainians, and the Kazakh business world. Those are, we now know that. That's public record. It's not debunked. It's public record. You don't need the hard drive to show it. It happened. Now the question is, if any percentage of that was enabled or went to Joe Biden, it will rise to the level of a gigantic political scandal. And you know, we only have 2 weeks to find out before we cast our votes, right? And many people already cast their votes without this knowledge because they began voting in September. It's very important that the FBI, the IRS, the SEC, and anyone else who has information that they've been looking at, that they make it available and transparent to the American public so we can make an informed decision. If Joe Biden didn't do anything wrong, we should know. If he did do something wrong, we should know as well. And I suspect that the FBI, which has had this hard drive, and several other law enforcement agencies may hold the answer to what is true and what is not true in all of this information.
But how, John Solomon, could you possibly trust the FBI? First of all, they held all this and did nothing. Second of all, Christopher Wray is always on the wrong side of every issue. He might as well be Obama or Joe Biden's FBI chief. He sure doesn't act like Trump's FBI chief. How do you believe that the corrupt leadership of the FBI is willing to spill the beans on this when they've had this all along and said nothing?
Listen, they don't have to spill the beans. They just have to make documents available. Just think of what we got last week. We got the spreadsheet analyzing Christopher Steele's dossier. Now, albeit it was 4 years after they made it. But it showed every line and how false and misleading, uncorroborated it was. Did we ever think we would get that 4 years ago? No. But someone, the President of the United States, compelled the FBI to... make that document available. And I was
John, I got to break in. John, I got to break in and break this to you because I got to say this. What you just say they let out last week, I'm Wayne Root and I read the news all day long and I don't even know it went out.
Yeah.
I never saw it. I know nothing about what you're talking about. Neither does the average American. Nobody has any idea what you're talking about. So evidently, the FBI leadership did it perfectly. You just hold it and hold it and hold it, and then when you finally let it out, it must be Friday afternoon at 4 o'clock and nobody sees it.
That is the concern, right? And that even if they did make it at a press conference, there's no guarantee that Twitter or Facebook would allow it to be covered or that the mainstream media would cover it, right? You've got this incredible funnel on information. But, you know, sites like mine and your radio show and others create an alternative route to get factual, honest information to people. And that's what we got to try to do. And the president has the ability to instruct his executive agencies to make available information that would inform the voters. Let's hope he and the agencies do that. If not, we don't have many other recourses 15 days out from the election.
Yeah, I mean, I think what happened with Twitter is just unbelievably horrible. It shows you our country has become like a banana republic, and these social media companies believe in banning and censoring and the modern-day book banning. But it's also the laugh is on them, because I saw a study came out from MIT today, and it spread, the Hunter laptop information spread twice as far and fast than if they had let it just naturally get out instead of blocking it. When you block it, it just makes everybody talk about it. So Twitter's a bunch of idiots. So that's the funny thing about all of it. John Solomon, award-winning investigative journalist, CEO, editor-in-chief of JustTheNews.com, co-author of the new book, Fallout, Nuclear Bribes, Russian Spies, and the Washington Lies That Enriched the Clinton and Biden Dynasties. Fallout. Thank you, John Solomon.
Thanks, Wayne. Good to talk to you.
All right, cool. Wayne Allyn Root, the warrior, the root's on fire. We'll be right back.
Not all face masks offer the same protection, and if you or your loved ones have to wear a mask, wear a brand that offers not only a high level of protection, but also comfort and breathability. Boomer Naturals offers a highly rated consumer face cover with three layers of comfortable, breathable cotton polyester blend cloth in multiple sizes for adults, teens, and children. Boomer Naturals, offering America's best face masks. You get three cloth layers enhanced with nano-silver protection to block tiny drops and particles. These are U.S. lab certified to give 99.9% antimicrobial protection, and that's what we all want right now, a mask that protects. Boomer offers masks in multiple sizes, and they all have adjustable nose pieces and ear loops for the right fit. Plus, they come in many different patterns and colors. Get Boomer Nano Silver masks and gaiters today at BoomerNaturals.com and save 20% when you use the code WARRADIO20. That's WARRADIO20 for 20% off only at BoomerNaturals.com. Boomer masks are also available at your local CVS pharmacy.
I'm Wayne Allyn Root for Cornerstone Asset Metals. In the last 6 months, trillions of dollars have been printed out of thin air, drastically diluting your buying power and future standard of living. Today, you have only one choice. Protect and preserve your future savings and standard of living. Protect your retirement. Protect your children's future. How do you do that? With precious metals. Back in 1970, a paper dollar and a silver dollar were equal in value. Today, your paper dollar buys less than half a gallon of gas, while a silver dollar buys over 10 gallons. More proof positive that gold and silver protect your wealth and future buying power. Take advantage today. Roll over a portion of your IRA or 401k into a precious metals IRA. Only for Wayne Allyn Root listeners, Cornerstone will waive all transfer costs up to $1,000 value. So you'll open a precious metals retirement account for no cost. No one else in America is offering this deal. Don't delay. Protect your wealth now. To register for more information, call 888-8-GOLD-NOW. 888-8-GOLD-NOW. Or go to CornerstoneAssetMetals.com. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets.
and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as War. You know, I was not privy, you know, I work all day. I didn't hear Rush Limbaugh, but several fans have sent me emails saying that Rush Limbaugh was crying on the air today, basically announcing that, you know, it's his time to go bye-bye, that he is dying, that his cancer is terminal, and that there is no hope, and that he's in his last days. First of all, if any of you actually can verify that and you heard it, I'd love you to email me, waynroot@gmail.com. I had no idea. I went to Fox News, I went to Gateway, I went to Breitbart. I saw nothing at any of those sites. You'd think there'd be a real news story at the lead on conservative websites, but yeah, here it is. Here it is, here it is. I'm seeing it now. Rush Limbaugh gives an update. And he says, I hate the way I feel every day. It's tough to realize that the days where I do not think I'm under a death sentence are over. Rush Limbaugh gives an emotional update on his fight with cancer that he says is terminal. So, yeah, it's exactly what fans of mine told me. Basically, Rush did cry on the air. Michael Savage made some comments about it that I thought were kind of nasty. I don't know why he would do that. First of all, even if you don't like somebody, and I love Rush, and I appreciate Rush, but even if you didn't like him, wouldn't you want to say something nice about him when he's dying? Why would you ever say something negative about a person who's dying? So please say a prayer for Rush. I think he's a great guy. I don't think they make him any better. And I think we all need to say a prayer for Rush Limbaugh and say nice things about him. I also feel the same way about Dan Bongino, who came back from his surgery and announced last week that he does, in fact, have cancer. He had a large tumor in his neck, and the tumor was, in fact, cancerous. And so who knows what his future holds? I have no idea. You know, people always want to remain positive, and they should. They should. You have to. That's all you have in life is hope. But, you know, I just come with this background where my mom and dad both had cancer and died 28 days apart of cancer, and there was no hope. There never was any hope, you know. Cancer killed them. That was 1992, so that was a long time ago. That was a long time ago. That was almost 30 years ago, 28 years ago, that my parents died 28 days apart. So, you know, you would hope there are breakthroughs. You would hope that things are better today. And yet, a lot of people die of cancer. And it just seems like I know so many people who have cancer and tell me, my doctor says it'll be okay. My doctor says I'll beat it. I know I'm going to beat it, Wayne. And everyone who says that to me is dead within 2 years. So it ain't so easy to beat cancer, is it? It's not easy at all. So I knew when I heard that he had terminal stage 4 cancer in the first place, or maybe he called it stage 4 rush of the lung. My dad died of lung cancer. And once they tell you you have stage 4, you're done. You know, the odds are pretty slim you're going to make a comeback, but you got to keep fighting. You always got to believe you're going to be the exception, and you got to keep fighting. And some people do live longer than others. Some people maybe die, but they live 5 years before they die, and others die in a year. And so I didn't know what was going to happen with Rush, but it appears that he's in his final days. And that's very, 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 very sad. Very, very sad. Good man. And Dan Bongino, I have no idea what Hodgkin's or non-Hodgkin's lymphoma really means, what the odds of survival are, how long the odds of survival are. I still remember when my dad was on his deathbed, and the doctor acted like he was doing great. Oh, he's made major progress. He made major progress from the chemo. And I said, really, what's the major progress? Because to me, it looked like he was dead. And, of course, he was dead in a few days. And the doctor said, oh, we reduced the tumors dramatically. And I said, well, what does that mean? And he said, well, he had like 100 tumors, and 70 of them are still there, 30 are gone. So what does that matter? He still has 70 tumors. He's a dead man. And he was dead in 3 days. These doctors don't know what they're saying. That's a success rate to you? Using chemo to destroy people's entire immune system and destroy their body so if they get a cold, they're going to die? That's success to you? And reducing the size of 30 of 100 tumors, but 70 of them are still there, that's a 30% success rate. Great. But the other 70 are going to kill you. It's, you know, I hate to sound negative because I'm a very positive thinker and a positive guy, but it sure seems like when people get cancer, it's not a good thing.
Hey, Wayne, I don't mean to interrupt, but I'm going to give you a quick example of Hodgkin's lymphoma. Mario Lemieux, you ever hear of him? He played for the Pittsburgh
Famous
Penguins.
Hockey player, yeah.
He had it. Came back after treatment, played Hall of Famer now. I played hockey with when I was a kid with guys who had, you know, and these were kids at the time who had, you know, Hodgkin's. They came back. The survival rate on Hodgkin's is far greater over the years. I mean, leukemia, all that. It has come so far in treatment. No, unfortunately, what we have with Rush, because I grew up in a very cancer-riddled family, you know, it is.
Well, if you have stage 4 lung cancer, you're a goner.
Yeah, I mean,
there's no treatment that's going to help you with that.
Just make them as comfortable as possible. That's where we are at this stage with Rush.
And all right. Thank you for the update. Hopefully, that means that Dan Bongino's is not terminal and you're going to see an end to Dan immediately. Hopefully, he has a good long life still to go, or certainly 10 years or 20 years still to go. We'll keep him in our prayers. Dan Bongino, a really nice guy and a really smart guy and a really good fighter for President Trump. And we wish him well. But as far as Rush, the end appears to be near. And all we can say is let's pray. Because he's a great guy. I mean, let me tell you, people take it for granted. Back when Rush started in the early, I think it was the early 1980s, there really was no real such thing as conservative talk radio nationwide. There was nothing big back then. There was nobody. There were just individual guys in individual cities. And it was still the infancy of the business, talk radio. But he became the king, has never been anyone as dominant in the history of conservative politics in the media as Rush Limbaugh. So congratulations on a great career, my friend. Godspeed.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.